From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. Saudi-owned Pan Arabic Television is reporting an explosion at a checkpoint outside of the Prophet's Mosque in the Saudi city of Medina. The Al Arabiya Network reported at least three dead, including the suspected suicide bomber and two security officers. The mosque is the burial site of Muhammad, the founder of Islam. Earlier Monday, the Saudi Interior Ministry said a suicide bomber blew himself up near the U.S. consulate in the western city of Jeddah. In the predominantly Shiite city of Qatif, residents say a suicide bomber blew himself up outside a mosque. The attacks come as the month-long Islamic observance of Ramadan comes to a close. The death toll from Sunday's suicide bombing in Baghdad is rising as bodies are recovered from the blast rubble. Iraqi officials said Monday at least 151 people were killed. Investigators are questioning some of the hostages who were rescued from last week's attack on a restaurant in the Bangladeshi capital of Dhaka. The attack left 20 patrons and two police officers dead. Officials say five of the 13 hostages rescued are being held by authorities. It was not clear if the five are suspects or if they are being questioned simply because they could provide information. More than 2 weeks of torrential rains and flooding in southern and eastern China has left more than 200 people dead or missing. Authorities are reporting extensive property damage and more than $7 billion in crop losses. China's official Xinhua news agency says 17 million people in Hebei and Anhui provinces have been affected by the deluge. Rail travel and major roadways are reported blocked in large parts of Hebei. This is VOA News. The Xinhua news agency says a former Chinese presidential aide has been sentenced to life in prison for accepting bribes, illegally obtaining state secrets, and abusing his authority. Ling Jihua said he would not appeal the decision that was delivered by the court in Tianjin. The body of a University of Wisconsin student who went missing shortly after he arrived in Italy for a student exchange program was recovered Monday. The body of 19-year-old Bo Solomon was found in the Tiber River. An autopsy will be carried out to determine the cause of his death. Police have not ruled out homicide. The head of the UK Independence Party, UKIP, Nigel Farage, resigned on Monday. Farage has been one of the most outspoken and effective campaigners against British membership in the European Union. Following the recent Brexit vote, Farage says he wants his life back after years of political activity. He is keeping his seat, though, in the European Parliament.
I will continue to support the party. I will support the new leader. I will watch the renegotiation process in Brussels like a hawk, and perhaps comment in the European Parliament from time to time.
Nigel Farage.
French
President François Hollande says Britain's decision to leave the European Union does not threaten the future enlargement of the bloc. The French leader spoke after a meeting in Paris with German Chancellor Angela Merkel and the leaders of Balkan states hoping to gain EU membership. Serbian Prime Minister Aleksandar Vučić had expressed disappointment about an EU decision last week to delay further membership talks. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu is in Uganda to begin a tour of sub-Saharan Africa. The tour marks the 1976 hostage rescue mission in Uganda in which his brother was killed. Mr. Netanyahu landed at Entebbe International Airport, where Israeli commandos rescued more than 100 passengers and crew of a hijacked Air France plane on July 4, 1976.
The historic summit that will be held later today between the leaders of seven African countries and Israel testifies to the dramatic changes taking place in the relationship between Israel and Africa. Africa is a continent on the rise. Israel looks forward to strengthening ties with all its countries.
The Israeli Prime Minister flies to Kenya later in the day and will also visit Ethiopia and Rwanda during his four-day trip. Millions of Americans are celebrating the country's 240th anniversary of independence from Britain. Celebrations include fireworks, parades, concerts, and barbecues. In Washington, I'm Dave DeForest.
That's the latest world news from VOA.